We're sitting at 225 East 60th Street in an ice cream parlor and a gift shop known as Serendipity 3. Serendipity 3 is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and one of the three co-founders is sitting at one of the marble top tables with us. He is Stephen Bruce. He is also the co-author of a new book to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Serendipity 3. It's called Sweet Serendipity, Delicious Desserts, and Devilish Dish. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
You have to tell us about the birth of Serendipity 3. When was she born?
September 15th, 1954. Three young men came to New York to seek fame and fortune. We wound up living together after meeting at ballet class and actor's studio. We gave wonderful, wonderful parties. And for some reason, everyone loved the southern cooking of my two associates because they both came from Little Rock, Arkansas. And so that triggered an idea. Everyone was complimenting us about, well, your taste is terrific, your food is fabulous, your drinks are terrific. Why don't you do something about it? So after one party, we decided to go into business, parlay all of our $500 that we had saved up between the three of us, and within 3 months we were open.
This is not the original location here.
No.
On 60th Street. Where was the first one?
It was on 58th Street between 2nd and 3rd, same block as we are on now.
And why did you move?
Well, we opened in the basement, and of course, if you knew anything about business, opening in a basement is the worst thing you can do, but we were naive. And so we decided to go ahead with it. And a lot of the celebrities and a lot of people who lived in the neighborhood came down our stairs. We were discovered by the right people, if you know what I mean.
What made your shop different from others that would have been open in 1954 that served coffee and dessert and sandwiches?
It was a feeling, an essence. A lot of people said when they came down the stairs, it was like falling down the stairs in Alice in Wonderland, opening our basement door and having this wonderful exotic look of Tiffany lamps with everything painted white, tables, chairs, floors, ceiling. As our invitation said, welcome to Serendipity and its setting of purity.
Where did you get the name Serendipity?
Well, my partner, Patch Carradine, who is a writer and a wordsmith, came across it in the London Times crossword puzzle. And you know what serendipity means?
I can't recall the exact definition, although I know Will Schertz will probably kill me for it, but define it
for me.
Well,
it's a coined word by Horace Walpole, the English novelist. He coined it about over 250 years ago or so to mean the art of finding the unusual experience or pleasure when you least expect to find it. And when you do find it, of course, to have the capabilities of accepting it and hopefully taking advantage of it.
The three stands for, obviously, the three founding partners.
Yes, well, we call them three modern-day princes because Horace Walpole coined that word after a 17th-century novel about the three princes of Serendip. So we thought it was a natural.
Do you remember the first celebrity that walked through your door, the first right person?
Oh, Truman Capote, Tennessee Williams, together.
What did they have? Do you remember? You must.
I was the server, the chief bottle washer and dishwasher and so forth and so on. So in between runs to the table to serve them, I was picking up gossip. And so all of these people became regulars. They would stop in once or twice a week. And we became friends, and it was really the beginning of my sophisticated education.
Is there a map of the room where tables are designated for special people?
Yes, we always, no matter how busy we are, we always keep a few tables open for celebrities that drop in because we don't want them waiting in line. And sometimes fans at the door can, you know, be intrusive.
Are we sitting at someone's favorite table now?
This is Marilyn Monroe's and Andy Warhol's favorite table. When Marilyn was in New York in the 60s, trying to be a very serious actress after she made it in Hollywood, she and Paula Strasberg, who was her teacher, would always come in and just sit, have coffees and pastries, and invite me to chat with them when it was quiet.
Tell us the Marilyn Monroe story and her favorite dessert.
Well, Marilyn loves several. She likes Miss Milton's lovely fudge pie. She likes a lemon icebox pie. She came in one day, about 3 or 4, and she said, "My chauffeur's outside, and I don't want to eat alone. Do you want to join me?" I served her chicken salad and dessert. And, you know, being a curious young man, I sort of looked over, and I looked and saw that she was just having a raincoat on, a little babushka, very casual, slings, no stockings. And, you know, she was famous for being late and never wanting to get dressed. So that was fun.
We have to talk about the frozen, or as it's printed, frozen, several R's in there, hot chocolate.
That's a warning, because if you sip it too quickly, you can get a brain freeze. So take it step by step. Enjoy it.
All right. This frozen hot chocolate is in a goblet like the size of half a cantaloupe. And it's melting over the side. And there's a mountain of whipped cream on it.
My associates were from Little Rock, Arkansas. They believed in an overflowing cup.
Oh, this one's...
So more is never enough at Serendipity.
That's almost sinful.
One of my partners, he was a great cook, and so he was always in the kitchen, and he was very fond of blended drinks. So he just made this concoction of melted down 20 different bars of hot chocolate. We kept telling people we had a Rube Goldberg machine in the kitchen doing it. But little do they know it was a blender.
People have celebrated birthdays here. People have celebrated anniversaries here. You have observed now generations of families coming through. Are you a part of their lives?
I hope so. I mean, I think I know we're a part of New York, and we've had so many sweet 16s and birthday parties here, and I think it's become a tradition, which, of course, I think is absolutely fabulous. And it sort of gives me a wonderful grounding that all of this work, and sometimes 17 hours a day, has proved very fruitful.
Stephen Bruce is the co-founder of Serendipity 3. The restaurant is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. He's also the co-author of Sweet Serendipity, Delicious Desserts, and Devilish Dish. Thanks so much for talking to us and letting us sit at Marilyn Monroe's table.
Thank you. Do you feel a little vibration?
I feel a little chocolate craving coming on.
Great.
And if your sweet tooth craves a frozen hot chocolate, you can get the recipe when you visit our webpage at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.